Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to complete and utter madness here. I feel like I hear thunder and lightning. Hey, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. I am your... Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... Okay. I am your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. What's up? And I'm joined by... Now, what is it that you wanted me to call you?
Jacqueline Lantern.
You're Jacqueline Lantern, my naughty jelly sweet, everybody. It's Melissa Whitney Began. That's it. How about that? Yep. Hey, on today's show, here's what we're going to do. Three things. First of all, Melissa tries to intimidate me with produce.
Uh-oh.
What does that mean? Second, I think we have found the best wingman. Melissa, again, has found the best wingman in Las Vegas. Huh. And then listener email or viewer email. Look at this. It was raining so hard today that the Las Vegas sign floated down the strip. And the next thing you know, boom, it shows up here. We're like, hey, are we afraid to get electrocuted? No, we're not afraid of electrocution. It's all lit up nice and bright. And we're like, we'll take it. And we'll put it up. Actually, the reason why that's here is because I tell you, sometimes you're just proud. It's like being proud of a kid. And I've been proud of my kids before. One of them.
Aw, you proud both of them.
I love them both, you little knuckleheads. But my big pride, Sammy.
Oh.
Sammy's back there right now, riding the TriCaster all by herself. There she is.
There, I unmuted myself.
There it is. Look at that. She's running sound, running TriCaster. Like, it looks like she's riding a freaking 747.
No, you know what? It looks like she's running the Enterprise, Starship Enterprise with Spock and all that stuff.
Yeah, baby, that's
awesome, right?
Yeah, so, cool. I actually like that video shot a lot.
So we decided that we were going to use the Talktail set for today's show, because we're kind of shorthanded today. It's just, you know, Sammy and me this week. And so we had the Talktail set up. Well, actually, we took down the curtains, and we had the little, the monitor here.
You just wanted to shake things up.
And like I said, it was raining. The Las Vegas sign comes floating down. We're like, you know what,
Sam,
why don't we try to use that? Sam's like, I love when we do this stuff. So we're, you know, it's all glue and stick and wires and stuff. And, hell, that sticks. That's great. Let's try to hang it up. Is that about right? That's it. So that's what you've got going here. Pretty cool stuff. What do I want to talk about? Well, first of all, let's do this. Thanks again to Sam. I hope Jacob's having a nice vacation. Please return. I don't like moving big things. It's hard on me. I think before we get started, we do have to acknowledge that this is 9/11, of course. And I think part of what makes America great is that we are able to recover from those kinds of things. It's 11 years, and so I'm not going to be real maudlin. I mean, it affected everybody. Everybody knows where you were when that took place. I remember I was just like, what the hell is going on here? And it freaked me out, and it freaked a lot of people out. But we're resilient people. And, this kind of thing doesn't happen in the place where the folks who bombed us do their kind of thing. They can't do what we're doing here. We acknowledge it. We feel for the folks who were either immediately affected by it, and all the firefighters and the police and the emergency workers who were affected by it as well. So we're thinking about you guys. But moving forward, it's been raining like crazy. Several things have happened. First, we get a sign, which I think is probably the best part. By the way,
it was delivered
by rain.
Special delivery.
Right down the middle of the street. We're seeing all these pretty funny photos of folks. So it's pouring out, and there's lightning and thunder, and poor Coda is just freaked out, of course.
Is she?
I took a picture of our backyard just to try to get some sense for how much rain there was. And here's a shot of that, if all goes as planned. Here it comes. Oh, that's good. There it is. So it's our backyard. You can see it's raining, relatively hard.
Yeah.
You can see it pouring off of the umbrella eye, which is more than one umbrella. Umbrella eye. Thank you. I'll be here all week. But one of the greatest photos was this next one I'm going to show you. I saw this on Twitter, and this is a couple running from the mirage. And the caption was funny, by the way. This is courtesy of Marie Roncal. Saw that. I actually asked her, hey, can we use this photo because it's pretty funny. Even funnier was her tagline. Her tagline was, walking barefoot on the strip is icky. Walking barefoot on the strip in the rain is really icky. That's not quite the word she used, but that was it. So anyways, and then I'm on the Facebook, and I see this video of one of our friends who takes this video while she's driving down Sahara. Now, you're not going to see this real well. It's a little jumpy.
Do you know where on Sahara?
I don't. But
Sahara is a major street.
But what happens is, you see that?
God.
Those are construction barrels floating down the street.
Oh, my God.
Earlier in the video, you actually see little waves, breaking waves. I mean, look at that place. You actually hear...
It's so funny.
You hear her in the video saying, I think I should pull over.
Yeah.
I think you should probably, too.
It's like bumper cars out there. Can you imagine one of those things? It's like the buffalo, not the buffalo, the cow all over. The cow.
Oh.
Instead of the cow attacking our car, it could be like big construction.
Could you imagine that? Driving, boom. What was that? It's construction barrels. We're being attacked by construction barrels here in Las Vegas. Who would think that?
That's a great video. But when it rains here, it is like, I don't know. Think of the biggest snowstorm like in Chicago and how people talk about that. A little bit of rain here causes that much commotion. And then over the weekend, we got an inch of hail up at Mount Charleston. Got an inch of hail. So it's like all kinds of craziness here. And then that afternoon, it was 100 degrees.
Right.
It's interesting.
Here's another tip, kids. Don't drink a lot with the Ivies on a Sunday. That's all I'm going to tell you. Monday was a crap day for me. That's all you know.
I wasn't bad.
I know. I
didn't have any problems.
I love those kids, but I think they have sold their soul to the devil.
You think that of everybody.
Everybody has.
Everybody but you.
Yeah, because I have a hangover.
Well.
Nobody else has a hangover but me.
Well, maybe you got to do something about that.
People match me drink for drink, and I get the hangover.
So, maybe you don't do drink to drink.
But I want to.
I'm just offering some tips.
All right, fine. All right, so I'm monitoring the live chat. I'm having a good time here. I've got I got a sign going on. Slight sweat. Okay. It's good. All right. So what we're
gonna do. You're working hard today, huh?
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta get at it.
Right?
So we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna intimidate me with produce. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. We'll be right back.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That sucked. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Darker shade.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please, I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. That was horrible.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. So, imagine this, husbands. You're sitting around, it's a weekend, you're like, oh yeah, go to the farm. and which we'll talk about in a second, have a good time, and she comes back, you know, a couple hours later, surprisingly exhausted. What?
Very satisfied.
Yeah, very That there's your innuendo. We'll play. Anywho, so she walks in, and, you know, she does the, I bought this, and I bought that. And then...
Oh, my goodness.
It's like a baby.
This. Right. Hello. Wow, I just watched the replay. That looked vile.
Which part?
Well, I see a slight delay on the, you know, on the screen, and I saw that, you know, I saw this shot coming back up. I'm like, wow. Wow, that's vile. Anyways, so, hey, come on, kids. Don't be intimidated by this. What did you say to Sally about this?
Well, I just said that Jacob might have some competition.
Right.
Isn't that amazing, though? You know,
I'd rather you not touch it. I don't want you to get any ideas, because this cannot be yours.
I hand chose it.
You hand chose me.
So, you know what? So, well, where do you want to go with this from here?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Talk about
the
spa.
Do we want to talk about the name of this place?
Yeah, let's do the whole thing.
Okay, so here's
the deal.
How
you found it, where it was, where it is. Just, you know, walk us through it.
So, I think everyone knows that I sort of like to plant plants. Like, I like, you know, landscaping, all that stuff. So, I have been hearing about, you know, these U-Pick orchards here and the renewable, like, you know, thing, people doing farming and getting fresh vegetables delivered to your house. And we live in the desert, right? So, in California, there were all these farmers markets and things like that. So, it was fairly easy to get fresh produce anywhere, basically, when we lived in the Bay Area, right? And so I'd been hearing about these for several years here, farms or farmers markets. And so with Sally and sometimes with Cheryl, we've been exploring, you know, we've been to the farmers market. But Sally and I both really wanted to go out to this place called Gilcrease Orchard. And so I don't know, oh good, you're going to show the pictures here. So this is sort of the entrance to Gilcrease Orchards. It's up in the northwest, so you do got to travel some distance if you're coming from down south. And these are all the various pages from the website. This place is so fun and so cool. You basically, it's a huge farm. You go there, and you get to pick the produce yourself. And they have all kinds of things. They have, as you can see, lush zucchini. This is one of their fields. You can see here a photo I took, and you can see it's big. They got zucchini.
Did you say where it's located physically from here?
Yeah, I said it's up in the northwest.
Okay, I'm sorry. How far northwest?
It's like Tenaya and like Farm, way up northwest, like Centennial Hills-ish.
Oh, so not that far north.
Yeah, it's like between, I would say,
you know where
it was between Aliante and Centennial Hills.
You know where, oh, so I thought it was like a Paiute golf area. It's not far out.
No, it's actually in town. There are subdivisions all around this land.
So according to most people that know us, North Reno.
Yeah, North Reno. No, South Reno, they say.
Right.
South Reno. But this place is cool. You go there and you get to pick your own fruit or vegetables. They have... zucchini. They have fruit trees too.
We look. Where?
Oh, that's Sally. That's just going up to one of the rows of vegetables.
So you walk in, what do they give you?
You can get
what do you use to carry stuff with?
You can rent a wagon.
Oh, you have to rent a wagon
for a dollar. A lot of people just had huge bags.
Oh,
yeah. There's Sally. Apples were in season right now, so a lot of people are picking apples. They have also the best apple cider.
Right.
And they have, zucchini squash, eggplant. The tomatoes were kind of going out of season.
Actually, we can show this map.
That's what I picked. Yeah. Right there. That's a butternut squash, yellow squash, some eggplant.
Is Big Bertha in that picture?
Cucumbers. No, that wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit in there. Now, unfortunately, you should put this stuff. It was all this stuff is a dollar a pound, too, by the way.
Right. So we spent about $100 for this joke.
I'm like,
just put it off to the side. She goes, no, I have to refrigerate it. Well, this takes up the size of our refrigerator. We couldn't put anything else in the refrigerator.
No.
Yeah, put the zucchini in there. Okay, but I've got no food. Don't worry about it. It's going to be hysterical. All right, well, here you go.
It is. It's awesome, right? Well, I didn't put the vegetables into the refrigerator straight away, so mine went bad. But Sally actually made butternut squash, and she made a zucchini bread.
So here's a map. See,
and everything's a dollar a pound. Oh, you could buy squash flowers. Isn't that interesting?
What are squash flowers?
They're little flowers, and they're edible from with the bloom where the squash grows, and you can eat it. Like, some people put them on salads and stuff.
Yeah.
But you can see this is a huge place, and they were also, in addition to having cider there, they were making donuts. They had a little donut stand there.
That's nice.
Yeah, I didn't try the donuts, but Sally got some for Jacob, and they have this cinnamon goo that you put on top. And there were tons of people out there with their families, and I have some, one thing that I would say for sure is to bring gloves, because you know this stuff, vegetables, it's kind of prickly.
Right.
But it was amazing. It was so fun, and I can't wait to go back. And they you can go to their website and find out what's in season each week and, like, what are they offering to have you come and pick. So this is, like, really, you know, you can't get much fresher than this to go and pick your own produce. Super cool. I loved it.
Now, is it year-round?
Yeah, year-round. You can go. I think they do different events. It's a nonprofit. But it's actually, like, some, like, early settlers settled the farm and named Gilcrease, and their family owned it for years and years and years. And now, you know, it's actually a non-profit. And
how does the pricing, really well. How does $1 a pound compare to, you know, like a regular store?
I think that's higher than, you know, I think it depends on what you're picking, right? Some of the things
are probably
higher.
Well, you expect it to be higher. I just wonder if it was, like, outrageously higher. Is it like, meh, that's pretty good.
Well, I don't know. I probably should have done that research.
Let's go back to that this shot here. I want you to point
the apple cider, though, was so, so good. I can't even.
On the map, honey, why don't you just point to everything over here and see what they are.
Oh, you want me to point? Well, okay, so they have all the vegetables in one area. And then they have the orchards. So the peaches, pears, plums, apples, apricots. All that is here, and then over here is where they have all the vegetables. It was fantastic. And if it's hot out, go early in the morning, because it was warm that day, and we were getting toasty. But it was really cool. I mean, I think that people think, oh, you just can't grow stuff. It's the desert. You think you can't grow stuff in Vegas. And boy, if you saw this place, you would.
It's a nice picture of there. This is their brochure.
Done. Yeah, it's cool.
So, there we go.
It's really very, very cool.
Yeah.
So this is, it's sort of been a big movement here in Vegas. The farmers markets, you see them popping up everywhere. And a lot of people now are in this distribution, like each week or every other week, they get a fresh, like, produce basket delivered to their house.
Is there other farms besides this one?
There is another farm up there. We haven't been there, and I'm not sure what the name of it is. But just close, you know, maybe probably not even half a mile from this, was another farming type place where they had a stand set up there.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring them up on Google.
But you know, that's kind of up in that northwest. That's kind of like horse country, right? I mean, there were once upon a time all that area was just a lot of ranches and horse farms and things like that. So there's a spring up there, Tule Springs,
right.
That I think really kind of, you know, in the, you know, long ago days really fed all of the agriculture up there. So it was really surprising to go and see.
All right, let me just show this out.
What are you going to show?
I'll show it on Google Map where it's located.
Oh, okay.
Get some bearing. Yeah, go ahead. So there it is. I'm trying to get a, okay, here we go. So there's 95 right there. Whoop. There's the farm.
So that's misleading.
Yeah.
Because it's not really there.
It's not?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So where is it?
It looks like it's there.
There's 215 right here.
You know they have that, like, animal rescue thing? That's actually what's at that location where you're showing it. If you look at this, this is really off of, it's at the corner of Whispering Sands and Tenaya and Grand Teton. That's sort of the road that supports it. This is really it down here. And you actually enter off of Whispering Pines. You can see the barn there.
I see.
That you come in. But you can see it's a pretty big plot of land there.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the website is deceiving. You know, you actually enter off of Whispering Pines and Tenaya.
Very good.
Yes, it was really cool. I'm jealous that Sally actually, you know, made stuff. She made zucchini bread and butternut squash. And Butternut squash soup. So
this is how cool. This is how dark and twisted our live chat is. So we're talking and we're saying things, and Ray, God bless Ray, the official Living in Las Vegas lawyer, is creating porn names from all the things that we've said. For example, his porn name is Hard Cider.
Oh, Ray.
Oh, Ray. What are we going to do with you, you crazy kid?
He could be Spicy Cider.
Spicy Cider.
Yeah, the cider was good.
You can't be this. You can't be that, Ray. I don't care how big and scary you are. You will never be this big and scary.
Can I just say that wasn't even the biggest one?
That's what she said. Literally,
I'm
that's
just
what
saying,
she just
it
said.
It wasn't the biggest one.
Look at that. It's almost as big
it's a baby.
As the Las Vegas sign. Look at that. It's all right. Look at that. It's as big as the Las Vegas sign. That's how big the zucchinis are here in Las Vegas. All right. So you may be asking yourself, what does this have to do with wingmen? Nothing. Or maybe it does. Oh, I found me a connection. What? When you think wingman, what do you think? Well, you think the guy or gal who helps you get lucky at the bar or Salvation Army. That's not what I'm thinking of here. No, I'm thinking wing as in wing. Because Melissa had a hurt wing.
I did.
Didn't you? And she now normally we would show you the scarring, but that's Vivian too. Which is good. It's funny.
It's not that bad. It's just on my shoulder.
You don't want to show it, though, do you? Well, okay. Wow. How about that? What are you calling that, brother? Okay, so we're backing up. Now, okay, so we're done with giant zucchinis, and everything's good there. Now we have to talk about your wing and how you got it hurt. So let's go all the way back. Let's go way back.
Okay.
We don't have to name names. That would not be necessary.
Okay.
But so back, you know, when we were in kind of a fitness thing, which, as you can tell, helped me a lot. I think that this is looking great.
I think it looks great.
I noticed yesterday that there are some shirts that I should never wear. You know that stripy shirt I had, those three green, the red and blue and green stripy ones that we bought in Arizona? I thought, God, those are great shirts. They're not. Because they really kind of hug you. And this shouldn't be hugged right now. Someday, well, you can hug me.
I like hugging you.
But, well, I'm huggable. I'm not as huggable as Dom Dom Dom, the fabulous Zucchini Brothers. But anyway, so for a while there, we decided, you know what? Let's get fit. Let's get fit. So we decided to go and eat better, and we did get better for a while there, and then we decided, hey, let's get fit. So not just eating, but let's get physically fit. Okay. So we went and got physically fit, or thought about it. And you went, and the first thing they do, of course, is a physical assessment test, right? And that's what happened to you.
And
what happened for you?
Well, I had my little workout. Everything was going fine, my assessment. But the next day, my arm hurt so badly. I couldn't even lift it, you know? So basically, I was walking around for a week, like I was saying, the Pledge of Allegiance. So I was walking around like I was saying the Pledge of Allegiance because I couldn't even lift my arm, you know, even with my shoulder. It was so sore. And for at least a week, it was really, really sore. Now, you know, we lightened up. We started working out. We lightened up. We didn't focus on my arms too much. And the pain sort of went away.
Right.
For about a month or two. And then it started coming back, started getting worse and worse and worse. I wasn't getting any sleep, but we were dealing with a lot of personal stuff. So I was like, okay, just ignore that, right? Just suck it up, and I'll deal with it in the future, which I dealt with it last week. It was bad, though. It was getting bad. I wasn't getting much sleep.
Yeah, so it was really bad for a while. I mean, to the point where you couldn't sleep. It was keeping you awake at night, right? And so.
And I need my beauty rest.
Yeah. And so you're like, okay, so I got to get it fixed. And so I reached out to a friend of mine who's pretty connected in the medical world here and said, hey, I need somebody who can work on shoulders. And he said, there's a guy named Dr. Stephen Thomas. And
he's a god.
And he's like, this guy is huge. I'm like, well, how do you mean? I said, well, if you've ever heard of Thomas and Mack, right? So if you live in Las Vegas, the Thomas and Mack Arena over on UNLV is pretty well known. And they're a pretty well-known family, or families, and he is Thomas of Thomas and Mack.
Well, he's of that family.
Right. But the interesting thing about this guy is he actually told my friend, I don't have to work. I'm rich. I'm Thomas. We're okay. We'll do all right. Probably real estate or something. He goes, but I really like what I do, which is he's a wingman. He works on shoulders and knees. And that's it. That's all this guy does. So let's walk through the process.
He must have a passion for it. You know?
Clearly.
I'm sure he has a passion for it.
Right.
He was wonderful. I cannot say enough good things. And you know what's interesting is here in Vegas, people talk a lot about not being able to find good doctors, and I feel like we've been really, really fortunate.
What they talk about is we've been fortunate because we've known somebody who's known somebody. See, the problem with the medical area here is that if you get a referral from a friend and that friend doesn't happen to know probably the best shoulder knee guy in the area,
right.
Well then you're going to get who you get, or you're going to get somebody who's been referred by your GI, your general practitioner person. That's the issue, and I think I said there are things that are going to be happening that will hopefully solve that a little bit moving forward. But that's the problem is, oftentimes, you know, you found a great doctor today with this guy. But have you ever had a doctor you didn't like? I can answer that for you.
But I also feel like I found a really good dentist, for instance. I have a great dentist who uses really latest technology, too.
Yep.
So, you know,
it's there. Well, that's just
you got to find it, and that's hard sometimes, right?
But we're going off a little bit of a tangent here, but the truth is, there are some great medical professionals here.
Absolutely.
My dermatologist is good. My cardiologist is amazing. I mean,
he's great.
He's great on so many levels, including, you know, he kind of knew my mom just for a little bit before she passed, and 3 weeks after she passed, he called me out of the blue just to see if I was okay. This is my cardiologist. I haven't seen him in a year personally. He's that kind of guy. So those guys are here, and those gals
Absolutely.
Are here.
You
know, my
Absolutely.
Dermatologist is a woman. But you have to. It feels like you have to know somebody to know. It's very Vegas that you have to know somebody to find these people. And that's the issue with the healthcare. But moving forward, so you had your assessment.
Okay. This place was so cool. So
yeah.
It's it's all sort of one-stop shopping at his clinic. And basically, you know, I went and they did x-rays and I talked to a nurse who did an assessment. She had me do certain exercises and movements of my arm in the hospital. And she said, you know, I think that you have a tear in your shoulder and let's do an MRI before you see the doctor. Because I was scheduled to see the doctor 2 days later.
Right.
She's like, let's push that out 2 days and just get an MRI. Guess what? The MRI was right there in the same building. All their systems are connected, so we already had all my information.
Right.
You know, easy to get in.
And this is on Charleston.
Yeah, it's over in Charleston, in Summerlin. So go there, they do the MRI. My first appointment was like on a Friday. Wednesday I have the MRI. The next Friday I see the doctor. He's like, yeah, you have a small tear in your shoulder, but it's a good kind of tear. And said, you know, pretty easy to fix. You know, let's get it scheduled, and you'll be back good as new.
Yeah. So, you did. You got it scheduled.
It was cool. So, I get it scheduled, and the surgery was last Thursday.
Right.
And I was a little apprehensive because a friend of ours had shoulder surgery, and there are varying degrees of injury you can have to your shoulder, and hers must have been a lot worse because, she was in a sling for 2 weeks.
Longer than that, right?
I mean, sorry, 2 months. She was in a sling for 2 months, and really it's just now really starting her physical therapy. So she's been, I think it's seven weeks, and she just started her physical therapy. So I think that hers was much more significant than mine. But went in, had the surgery. They gave me the best drugs there. Oh,
hey,
called me and asked me to come in early.
We're getting people in the live chat saying the sound is cutting out. Are you hearing that, Sam?
Cutting out on me? Maybe I moved my microphone.
Okay, I've had a couple of people say it was cutting out. Okay.
Maybe I'm moving too much.
Well, it's not the cut. I just want to make sure that it's not cutting out. We've had a couple problems the last day or so with these mics. I just want to see if these mics are acting up again or not.
The doctor's office called me and asked me to come in early.
Right.
Does that happen very often? I think
never.
That was surprising.
Never.
And again, the surgical center is in the same facility, right, as is the physical therapy. So it's all one shop, right? You can see the doctor, get your MRI, your x-rays, have your surgery, go to physical therapy, all in one building. Super cool. So I go in for the surgery, and the anesthesiologist comes in, talks to us, and says, yeah, okay, we're going to give you the
great anesthesiologist, by the way.
Yeah, he was
super nice
really
guy.
Fabulous. Everybody there was so nice, don't you think?
Well, I was a little disappointed that when I asked him if he could take some samples home on the drive back, he said no.
He went like, well, maybe I can get some on my follow-up appointment. I don't know.
I'm just saying, come on, I know how you guys get a little something. Come on. Give Daddy a taste on the way out.
You don't even like anesthesia. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well.
So here's the best part. So they're like, okay, you're going to walk back there to the surgery room. He basically has a knee room and a shoulder room. So I walk back, and I see the shoulder room, or the knee room, and I can see they're in there. They're doing their thing.
They brought me into prep. Right.
Yeah, we were hanging out in prep. They gave me my IV. Right. The anesthesiologist came in and talked, but they're like, you're going to walk into the surgery room. Right. And I thought, all right, I can do that, right? So as I'm walking, I can see that there's a bunch of people in the knee room. I'm like, oh, God. And I got a little apprehensive then, right? A little teeny. Pretty calm.
Very calm.
I don't get freaked out about that stuff usually, right? Tough Midwest stock right here. So they're like, okay, climb up on this table, and there was a plank there to put my arm on, and the anesthesiologist hooks me up. He's like, okay, I'm going to give you a little something to relax. And boy, did he. That was the best stuff. I don't know what it is, but I have to ask when I go back. I'm like, hey.
This feels
good. And I'm like, wah. And the anesthesiologist is talking to the surgical nurse. He's like, hey, guess how she did this? And I'm awake. Right? And he's like doing a fitness assessment. Oh, they all thought that was hysterical, right?
That's terrible.
And I saw the doctor walk in, and that's the last
I remember.
And I woke up and I was in recovery, and I just started talking. I know
well,
people
so
who
weird.
Know me will find that completely shocking.
Well,
but
so I asked them, I said, okay, how long is it going to be before she's out? And she goes, well, it'll be about, let's say, about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Like, great. So I go off to read my book, my Kindle book. Brought to you by Amazon. And so I'm reading it, and I'm getting my John Rain on, and I'm being a spy and all that kind of fun stuff. Phone rings, boop, we're ready to go. I'm like, geez, that was maybe a half hour, maybe. I don't know, it wasn't very long.
That was fast.
So they call me in, and actually they called in a guy named Scott before the operation. That was funny. So we were sitting there. She goes back. She gets ready. She gets her arm stuff.
I get my gown and
so they said Scott, and there was a guy there named Scott with me who was not with me, but who I guess was going to have a procedure or knew somebody or whatever. So he walked back, and they directed him to you.
Yep. This
older guy. It's like, I don't know, 65.
I'm like, nope,
wrong Scott.
That's not my Scott.
He'll get there soon enough. How about putting him back and bring me the other Scott? So anyway.
No, they were like, well, maybe he left. I'm like, what? He told me he wasn't going to leave. I'm like, where'd he go?
I did. Did you really say that?
He said he wasn't going to leave.
Okay, my Jacqueline laughing. Okay. Anywho, so they eventually called me and said, hey, she's ready to go. I'm like, well, okay. So I go in there, and I've had a few surgeries, and usually when you come out of surgery, you're, kind of loopy. Like, I had ulnar nerve surgery, and I came out of that. I was really looped out and just didn't feel like talking to anybody. So I go in there, and she's all, hi! hey, easy. Now she's eating some crackers, drinking a soda, and got an ice bag on her shoulder. I got some pictures of it, but I can't show you these pictures because Melissa's like, you're not taking any pictures of me.
No, I looked horrible. I had no makeup on, and, I had anesthesia, which left the worst taste in my mouth, but that's why I'm like, I need something to drink.
So she's in the best of moods, and we're like, okay, this is great, and so we were in recovery, I don't know, half hour maybe? I mean, it didn't seem like it was very long. And how are you doing? Great. Are you feeling nauseous? Not right now. Great. Okay. Well, here's a lower tab. And they gave you a lower tab, right?
Yeah.
They basically told you, get ahead of the pain.
Right, which is smart.
Right.
So I hate lower tabs.
Well, that ended up not being the best
medicine. No, it made me really sick.
Right. But we gave her a lower tab. I went and got the car. They wheeled her down, put her in the car, got home. I mean, it was a walk in a park, man. It was unbelievably easy from my perspective.
Right.
Right. And then that night, we took a little bit more, or you took, we. We shared a lower tab.
We did not share. I was not sharing my drugs, unless you were taking them on the side and I didn't know about it. Were you?
Right. Did you read a prescription? Good for 4 weeks. And you're like, I've got 2 weeks left.
I had someone offer to buy them for me today.
I'm
not going to sell them to you. I might need them.
Right.
But, so I did take the lower tab, another one I got home. But I was so nauseous from them. And they made me kind of crazy. I didn't like them at all.
Right.
I was pretty good that night. I mean, overall. I mean, you were I have to say thank you because you were a fabulous nurse. I mean, you were making my lunch. You made my dinner.
Right.
You're making me get the ice. You're giving me my drugs. You're keeping a schedule of what time I'm doing what.
Right.
You had it all mapped up. You know, okay, you know, you're taking your Advil. Now you're right. Having your Lortab, your icing.
They had Lortab. They basically said you can take every 3 hours, take either Advil or Lortab. Advil, Lortab. I'm like, great, I can.
Yeah, but
that.
You were fabulous. I mean, you really waited on me and really took care of me. So I really appreciate that.
I actually even washed your hair.
Yeah. The next day you did wash my hair. And I couldn't help but giggle because I think you were trying to be so tender, like you didn't want to jiggle me around too much. It was in the sink because I can't get this wet, right, for 7 or 10 days.
Oh, we haven't really described the operation, though.
So they, oh,
so
wait,
it's not,
you want to
so
see
it's
pictures?
Not a surgery. Yeah, we've got pictures. And so, you know, they give us, so okay, that's good. That's fine. Go ahead and put it up. That's actually that's the video or the photos that were taken during the surgery. Yeah, it's a little weird. So the blue thing, oh man, what a bummer. Keep that up. Keep that up.
Do you need a scissor?
I don't know what happened there.
Get a scissor.
Don't worry about us. Anyways, that blue thing. That blue
okay,
thing.
Here,
what's the
I
blue
talk?
Thing?
Is the tube.
Let me talk while you're doing your thing back there. So they basically punctured me in two places. And so one is taking from the angle, photographing the other puncture. And basically that's just a tube where they feed the various surgical instruments through that. And over on the other image, you can see a little tiny tear there. It looks like a little arm connecting to, I don't know, to me it looks like chicken. But, you know, there's a little tiny tear there, and that's actually what they repaired. And so I think it's fascinating. You know, I guess I thought it would be much more sort of gory in there, but it's really not. I mean, it looks pretty simple, right? So they went in there and they actually didn't even do stitches. From what I understand, now I'll see the doctor again here in a couple of weeks. From what I understand,
sorry,
they will. They just sort of smoothed that out, that tear, and then they actually went on my bone and filed my bone down a little because I guess you can get spurs that will sort of
jingle, jangle, jingle.
That will sort of tear on that area. And so they did all this, right? Now, I actually got these photos the day after my surgery because I had a physical therapy appointment the next day. So the next day, of course, physical therapy, same building. So I go back in and I meet with the physical therapist, a guy named Tom, great guy, had been doing this for a long time, physical therapy, really seemed to know what he was doing. He actually gave me these photos.
Hey.
Yep, and talked to me a little bit about what had happened and what the physical therapy plan was going to be. I met the actual another therapist who would be sort of one of the hands-on people I would work with as I was doing my various therapy appointments. They gave me some exercises to do over the weekend and sent me on home.
So there was no stitching done?
No. Nope.
Right? No cutting?
Nope.
Well, there's the puncture. So puncture here, puncture on the backside. Come in on both sides. Boop.
I kind of look like a gunshot victim.
Just like so we look like we're, you know, like hardcore now.
Gangster.
Like west side.
North side.
North side, yo. Right.
It does look like that.
And that's all you got? A gunshot to the shoulder? You got nothing on me, yo.
But they didn't even stitch my shoulder. You know, they just put these little Steri-Strips on there.
Right.
And
so they didn't stitch inside. They didn't stitch outside. 30 minutes.
But a lot of people have to have stitches. I mean, not all shoulder surgeries are like that. But I think this tear, like I said, was pretty minor. And they just kind of sort of, it sounds like file down, smooth out where it's torn.
Right.
And then clean it up, basically.
And this is the same guy who also does all the work for Cirque du Soleil. And by the way, you'd have
well,
no idea.
Not all the work, but a lot of the work.
You know, what happened while that was going on was a big wave came by and I fixed it. It's the magic. It's the magic of TV, everybody.
It was hilarious. But
you never knew that this guy could move so quick. Anyway, so his name again, Stephen Thomas.
He was fabulous.
They've got it figured out.
But here's the best part.
Oh, the shampoo.
No.
I thought that was pretty good.
That was great.
Well, the best part was I didn't have to actually blow dry your hair, because that would have sucked.
I am like almost to 100%.
Yeah, you can lift your arm.
I can lift my arm.
Hi.
Over my head.
Right.
All the way behind, and I don't have to wear my sling.
Right.
Unless my arm gets tired, or if I'm in public, I want to protect it. Like, I'm like some kind of physical therapy wonderkin there. They're like, whoa, look at this. Check this out. They're really surprised.
Good. So, if you need a wingman,
yeah.
I think we know where to go.
Oh, wait, I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
The night of the surgery, the doctor actually called our house.
Oh, that's right. Like 9 o'clock, this guy did what we were thinking, about 20 or so procedures that day.
That's what we were told.
And 9 o'clock at night, I get a call saying, hey, how's she doing? Who's this? doctor. Oh, holy crap.
Isn't that cool, though? Yeah. I mean, seriously, that is so cool. He's had a long day in surgery, and he still has that personal touch. I mean, you can't say enough about that quality of care from any doctor. I mean, I just think he's fabulous, and I think I'm living proof of the quality of his work. I'm back to full mobility, back to work. I only had to take pain medicine the day of the surgery. That's it. He's fabulous. I can't say enough.
So there you go. Today's show so far, Farms and Arms.
Farms and Arms.
Thank you. Here all week. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with a viewer or listener email. This is the Vegas Video Network.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hole? Oh my God. You know what? And tell Cheap Ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-wrap crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
And we're back. Pow! Hey, if you want to reach out to us, how do you do it? Several ways. First, you can hit our email address, which is onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Wait a minute, Scott. You're saying, I want to hear my own dulcet tones hanging out on the Vegas Video Network. Well, you can do that as well. You can leave a voicemail. You just come off to the website, click a little red thing like that, and then whip-diddy-wop-wop, start recording. Next thing you know, your whites will be whiter and your brights will be brighter. Wait a minute, Scott. I want to be part of the action while it's happening. I want to be in the suck, as the Marines say. Well, then you rock the live stream. There's some people right now doing porn names, and they're talking about all kinds of crazy stuff. They want to know how email works. God, Ray, God bless your little heart. It's cold in Minnesota, and that's why you're not able to think straight. God bless your little heart. Hey, and you don't catch this live, don't sweat that as well. VegasVideoNetwork.com. You got iTunes, you got Roku, you got YouTube, and KSHP, 1400 AM, every Saturday at noon ski. How about that? Hey, speaking of email, it's time for listener email.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video.
Hey, mate, that's not who we want. Let's try this one. I'm wondering if you could hear Sam in the background during that. I get
so
one. I get to make one mistake. It's okay. Hey, you only made one mistake. Should have watched last night's show.
Aww.
No, it was me. Not her. It was me. I'm like, what's that button do? Oh, crap. I forgot it does that. Oh, what's that do? Oh, look at that. Woo. These TriCasters are pretty fun. Wow. Okay. All right. Anyways,
this is a little rusty.
This is the part of the show where we take
great time. Oh. Last night and tonight.
You know what? I saw that video just now, and I thought that was the video of you talking. You know, part of my thing about that, I'm like, my God, what's happening? It's like random videos happening now on the show. Okay, this is a part of the show where we take a viewer email, and if it's by a male species, I answer it. If it's from a female species, Melissa answers it. This is from a longtime listener, Curtis Cooper. I will assume Curtis is a man.
Sounds like it. I think that's a safe bet.
Let's go. Scott and Melissa, Hey, you might be the wrong people to ask since I know you guys are into fine dining. Right, because whenever
if you call Porter Subs fine dining, all right, you got the right people.
My lunch and dinner was McDonald's, Le McDonald's. However, I'm hoping you can give me some advice since you review a lot of restaurants here in Las Vegas. We are in search of a mid-level Mexican restaurant that serves queso dip.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wait, do you have an answer already? No. Wow, pretty neat. We've lived here since December 11. Been to a lot of Mexican places. We haven't found the Mexican place. We came here from Atlanta, where it seems like every shopping center had a little madre and padre Mexican place. Nothing fancy. Bill for two, about $30, but it was good, authentic Mexican food. I guess the place were more like Mexican diners, if you will. Anyways, every place that we've been to so far just hasn't been up to speed. We're shocked we haven't found something similar, given that the Latino population here is higher than Atlanta. Only Mexican places we have found are fancy high-end restaurants or fast food Mexican like Moe's, which isn't what we're looking for. And the queso dip. They don't know what they're talking about. When we try to explain it and get something ordered, we end up with a bowl of melted cheese. Sorry to hear about your mom, Scott. Thanks, Curtis. All right. So I had to look up what queso dip is. I didn't really know. It's actually white.
It's yummy goodness. Yeah.
Do you have a place?
Well, it's fast food, though. There's a fast food joint called Qdoba. They have a great queso. It's just like it may be not authentic enough for him, but tastes pretty damn good.
And
it's fast food, you know. So, does El Segundo have it?
Well, I was thinking of El Segundo Sol as well, which is one of our favorite places to go right across the way here on the Strip, across from Wynn in the Fashion Show Mall.
Right.
But I don't know if they did. I went to their website to see, and they didn't even have a menu on their website, which is, I mean, what are you thinking there? Come on.
What about the place at the Palms where we went?
I would think that place would as well, but don't know. So I just put it out on Twitter. And
what'd you find out?
I said, hey, can anybody recommend that? And I did get a response, and it's the same response I just got from Shannon on the live chat. And that's Lindo. I always never can pronounce their last name. Lindo Michoacan, yo.
I love Lindo, don't you?
Yeah. What's it called?
Benito Michoacan.
Okay.
But there's three of them, I think, in town, right?
I don't know.
There's one out in...
Oh, yeah, there is. Desert Inn, West Flamingo, and La Loma Henderson.
There's one up in Centennial Hills, right?
Is that a Lindo, or is that one? Is that different?
No, I think it's the same family. There's one in, and then there's one out on the west, like southwest side near Summerlin.
Right.
There's the one Sammy's talking about. Yeah.
I got it.
Okay. You know what? That's a great recommendation, and they have great food there, great margaritas.
Reasonably priced.
And they're in that price point that Curtis is talking about. They're not on the Strip. You got to drive.
No, but he didn't say it had to be on the Strip. He just said he just wanted a good place. So that's it, Curtis.
And I think he should try another place. He should look at is the Mexican place at the Palms.
Yeah.
And then there's a Mexican place at the Mirage too, right? Is it at the Mirage? Where's that Mexican?
Mirage.
Is it the Mirage or am I thinking of Treasure Island? To think about it. But anyways, I love queso too.
All right, so that's it, everybody. Thanks very much for hanging out with us today. Thanks to Slam and Sammy, who made, as far as I could tell, no mistakes. It was a flawless performance on the TriCaster. And again, we sure appreciate you guys hanging out. We want to thank the live chat for playing along as well. It was fun getting back in the live chat. It was kind of cool hanging out with guys.
You miss it, don't you?
I do a little bit. I may get back into this because I like watching these guys chit-chat and coming up with porn names and stuff. Remember that thing
listeners.
About porn names?
It's supposed bunch to be of dirty
your
birds.
Your first dog, or the name of your dog, and
your street.
Street. Good night. Bye.